Developed by 343 Industries and published by Xbox Game Studios, Halo Infinite will be released on December 8th, 2021 for Xbox consoles and PC. However, to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of Halo and Xbox, 343 released the free-to-play multiplayer portion of the game in beta on November 15th, 2021. Although it's still in beta, the multiplayer includes everything that will be available at the full launch, and all of your progress will transfer to the full game. Therefore, we are reviewing the multiplayer portion of it now. Halo Infinite is a first-person arena shooter focused on teamwork. Gameplay is fast-paced, but time to kills are slightly longer than you'd find in Call of Duty or Battlefield. Players have shields, giving an opportunity to a skilled player to turn the tide and win a gunfight, even when an enemy gets the drop on them. Unlike other first-person shooters, Halo doesn't feature loadouts. All players spawn with the same weapons and must pick up new ones off weapon racks or off fallen enemies. Gameplay is smooth, guns feel good to use, and most of all, it is fun to play. Halo has always been about map control, and Infinite is no different. The change this time comes in the return of equipment. Players are able to pick up power-ups that spawn on the map, such as grapple shot, a droppable shield, a throwable threat sensor that reveals enemies, a repulsor, Halo's version of a force push, and thrusters, which provide a burst of movement in any direction of your choice. Invisibility and overshields also make their return. Each piece of equipment comes with a certain number of uses and can be picked up off fallen enemies. Equipment keeps firefights fresh by providing additions to combat and traversal. Use the grapple shot to quickly close distance between you and your enemy. Use the thruster to avoid grenades, or use the repulsor to send a rocket back to the person who fired it. A successful use of equipment to get the kill feels like an epic moment in multiplayer. The 4v4 game mode includes standard Slayer, Capture the Flag, Strongholds, and Oddball. Strongholds is when a team will score points for each second they capture and hold two out of the three zones on the map. Oddball is when a team scores points for each second a teammate holds on to the ball. Big Team Battle features 12v12 for large-scale battles with more of an emphasis on vehicles. Along with Capture the Flag and Slayer, game types in Big Team Battle include Total Control, where a team has to capture all three zones at once to score a point, and Stockpile, where a team must take batteries back to their base to score a point. Big Team Battle is a nice change of pace, but can feel a little hectic at times. I personally prefer the standard 4v4 format, but that's not to say the 12v12 is not enjoyable, especially with a bunch of friends. Speaking of friends, custom games return, allowing you to play games with your friends using house rules and experimenting with different game types. An FPS lives and dies by its weapons, and Halo has always been known for its variety. The Assault Rifle, Battle Rifle, Spanker Rocket Launcher, Needler, Plasma Pistol, Sniper Rifle, Energy Sword, and Gravity Hammer make a return, as it wouldn't be Halo without them. Along with the classics, we get new additions such as the Bulldog Shotgun, a faster-firing, lower-impact shotgun, the Commando, mid- to long-range, higher-impact Assault Rifle, the Disruptor, an electric pistol that does damage over time, and the Cinder Shot, a Forerunner Grenade Launcher, along with a few others. The new additions feel unique, but still fit into the Halo world. While I don't have any issue with 343 adding new weapons, I am puzzled why they chose to remove some of the beloved weapons from previous games. The Spartan Laser, the Classic Shotgun, the DMR, and the Carbine are nowhere to be seen. These might have been removed for balance reasons, but I hope they make their triumphant return in future updates. For new players, Infinite includes an Academy tutorial feature. This allows you to get a feel for the gameplay of Halo before being thrust into multiplayer matches against experienced players. It also has the option to practice against bots. New and returning players can use weapon drills to familiarize themselves with weapons. This is a gun range with both moving and stationary targets in which you can compete for the high score. Once players are comfortable enough, they can venture out into quick play, which is 4v4 against real people in unranked play. Infinite also has a ranked arena, which is a mix of all game types in the 4v4, where you are paired with people your skill. The low number of playlists has been an issue in this beta, but 343 has promised to add both objective and Slayer-focused playlists in the near future. Infinite supports cross-progression and cross-play between all Xbox consoles and PC. something that is becoming the norm for shooters. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the free-to-play nature of multiplayer and the monetization. Halo Infinite multiplayer is free-to-play, meaning you can download and play the multiplayer without paying a dime. You have the option to customize your Spartan with cosmetic items that have no impact on gameplay. Players are able to change their armor core, helmets, shoulder pieces, chest pieces, knee pieces, and armor coatings, which are basically color and textures applied to the armor. You get some free cosmetics out of the box and can unlock new items by completing the weekly challenges. However, without payment, your options are bare bones right now. 343 has promised free cosmetics through limited time events and for playing the campaign, but those avenues to earn gear are not available in the beta. This has led to some negative feedback from players that any meaningful customization is behind a paywall. 343 has also gotten into some hot water due to the progression system of the Battle Pass. Previously, you could only gain XP through completing challenges, which were highly specific and obtuse. With player feedback, they have taken a few steps in the right direction by making the challenges a little bit more straightforward. They have also included daily challenges, which give you enough XP to level up one level by playing 6 games. Some players are also complaining about the higher priced cosmetics that are only available in the store. Some, which can cost up to $20 for a bundle of helmets, armor coatings, and emblems. It seems like a little bit more tweaking is required to find a happy medium of players feeling like they're getting their money's worth and making a profitable game. I have no doubt 343 will make the changes to monetization over time, but as it has no impact on gameplay, I don't see it as a major issue currently. Halo Infinite feels like a classic modernized for the current generation. The arena sandbox remains intact with some great additions in weapons and equipment. With 7 smaller 4v4 maps and 3 larger scale 12v12 ones, 343 has focused on quality over quantity for their map design. Each map is easy to learn but provides for shortcuts and verticality with the addition of the grapple shot and the thruster. It's easy to pick up but challenging to master with gameplay that is both balanced and best in class. The free-to-play model requires some work, but with 343's commitment of long-term support for the game, I can only see it reaching new heights. Halo is back and slaying its competition. Stay tuned for my Halo Infinite campaign review and the final score. For more information and discussion on Halo Infinite and other games, tune in to the Untitled Gaming Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are found.